Just want to make a brief comment, which isn't really part of my sermon as such, but just one which I want to really make time and time and time again. This picture of only by abiding in Jesus are we able to do anything that is of any worth. And I think we have to remind ourselves about the nature of incarnation, which is of the cosmic, the eternal Christ that comes in. And the eternal Christ, it seems to me, is a universal kind of element in life. That people of other faith, people of no faith, can still be full and are still able to be full of the Christ in the way that they serve other people, the way that they serve society and humankind. John, of course, is writing in a time where the church is, the early Christians, are being persecuted, and a time of separation from the synagogue. And really, he's wanting to say, this is why you should be part of us. And in doing so, casts aspersions on anyone who might be different or from any other place. So we need to read these passages in those lights. That those, and I consistently say to a particular person at Hove who just does some of the greatest work that, you know, you'd want to be done, how I see her as being so full of the Christ, even though she does not proclaim any faith at all or any belief. So I just want us to remember that in all that we do. At a time like beginnings, new years, there's always this kind of question of choices, isn't there? Many of us make New Year's resolutions. The only reason I ever make New Year's resolutions is so that I've got something to give up at Lent. Because I actually do worry about this whole sense of making promises in that way that are new promises. Which is why I like our covenant service, because it's about the renewal of the promises that we have made and that we will continue to make. But it is still a decision that we have to take. We have to choose to renew that covenant, choose, keep choosing to live that kind of life that is asked for. A choice again this day is, are we going to live in the ways that we see as God's ways, or are we going to live with us as the centre of all existence? We make decisions about the way to live, choosing to follow the ways that Jesus, who the early church proclaimed as king, chose, or the ways of the other king present at that time that appears in that story of the visit of wise men, the way of King Herod. Just to say, I'm going to just move over to the other side because it's raining on me here. Which is not to say it's not raining over here either, but I mean, that's another matter. So are we going to let the Christ ways rule our heart, or are we choosing the way of Herod, is the question, if you like, that we're asking. Jeremiah writes of how we have those laws written on our hearts. That's the promise that he has. For me, there is a picture of incarnation, the way that God's laws are written within us, because it's the way that God is revealed. That's what incarnation is about. How is God revealed in our world? We see God revealed in our world in creation, the beauty of the world around us. We see the incarnation in the story of Jesus, a man who becomes so full of the divine that people can only exclaim him as Emmanuel, God with us. But I see the incarnation in you, in all people. People who declare a faith and people who don't. People who show, by the way they live their lives, caring, sharing for others, the very nature of that which I see as God. So the choices we make, again, are to choose those ways, to think about how it is that we can live in those ways, and how, as being responsible for the way we live, how we carry out that responsibility also to others, to our fellow travellers, some who may be in the same church and may be sat next to us, some who we might meet on the street, some who we might work with as we prune trees in places, or as we work in cafes or hospitals or wherever. We have that responsibility to help each other on our journeys of faith, to support one another, to care for one another in all the ways that we can. For us, as people who have found in Jesus the way, the truth, and the life, or the one that has shown us the way, the truth, and the life, we actually do it and feel strengthened by it because, or strengthened for it, because of our fellowship, because we meet with fellow travellers, because we come meeting together to hopefully find in our worship, through our worship, more strength, more inspiration, the knowledge that we are not alone, the knowledge that together we can do more than we do apart. In Jesus, we have found the one that has inspired us by the life that he lived, by the words that he spoke, the one who inspires us to live our lives showing God's love. Saint Teresa of Avila said, we talked about how we are God's hands, and said, God has no hands but our hands to do his work today. God has no feet but our feet to lead others in his way. God has no voice but our voice to tell others how he died. And God has no help but our help to lead them to his side. For us, as followers of Jesus, that sense that we get in John's Gospel of abiding in God, or abiding in the Christ, and Christ abiding in us, is again part of that meaning of incarnation. If the Christ abides in us, we are incarnate. We reveal God to the world that we live in, the world that we serve. And we show that by the lives we live, by using our hands to do that work today, our feet to walk to others who need that kind of help. We give gifts at Christmas so that people can take joy in those gifts that we give. We sometimes give gifts. I remember one year my dad gave my mum a toilet seat for Christmas, which was not the most inspirational gift, but it was a most useful one. We sometimes give gifts because they are useful for people, useful to do things. But we give gifts, and those gifts need to be used, to be shared. We, with the story of Christmas, believe that we have been given this gift, or we have had this gift revealed to us in ways that we had never seen before. But that gift needs to be the gift that keeps on giving. It's not enough for us to love just once, to help just once. In the same way that Jesus lived his life day by day, that's the picture we get through Scripture of reaching out to others, touching those who are untouchable, helping and guiding those who need that help and guidance. So too, as followers of that Christ, of people who allow that Christ to abide in us, that we might abide in Christ. They're gifts that we must use day by day to serve in whatever way we can, in whatever place we can, as long as we ever can. And I think there was a guy called John who said words to that effect. So may we, as we renew our covenant this day, pledge ourselves again to be part of that gift of God that keeps on giving to the world this day and always. Amen.